jail releases, miscarriages, and deep voice bullying. All that next on season two of Star.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, season two, look like. Welcome back. Welcome back, a slight ratchetness along with all the things. Star season two, episode one. Winner takes it all, because you know how Star gets down.
Right.
I'm Jill Monroe. You can follow me everywhere at Stiletto Jill. And the panel's back together for the most part.
Yeah.
My girls, Ivana and Raquel. Wow.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's Ivana. You can follow me on Twitter at Ivana L. Williams and on Instagram at Ivana.Williams.
And I'm Rocky Harris. You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
So, we're back.
Yes.
You're back.
Mm-hmm.
Season two of Star.
The live chat is back.
The live chat is back popping.
Hey,
what
y'all,
up, people?
Welcome.
So, we step in kind of where we left off, always with Star.
Yes.
Using that thang on a man to get what she wants.
Oh, there's that.
Hey. So we see Star with Mike Epps,
mm-hmm.
who we learn's name is Holland and is the label president.
Yeah.
And, you know, Star's been an artist on his label for 5 months, and he's not even sure if she's legal or not. You know.
But that
did y'all sign any paperwork? Like,
things happen like that, though.
I mean, things do happen like that, but you don't know if your group is of age,
right.
You know?
But that's, you know, that goes to show how much people could care less, or how much some men could care less about how old, you know.
Pretty much.
You ask first and then sleep together later, right? I mean, I thought that's how it goes.
It would depend.
Gee whiz.
Depends.
Ask, that's still weird.
So we find out that the girls still really don't have a hit. They haven't put out their album. They're pretty much in the same place where we left them.
Yeah. I think it's worse off, though. Because she wasn't in juvenile, caught one in jail.
True.
Like, it went downhill.
We see that Simone is now in juvenile. She was staying with Miss Carlotta, but Carlotta lost custody of her because Simone was smoking weed at school. We know Simone likes to puff.
You know, but hey.
She's a minor.
You know, she got to move to California.
Crossed, man.
It's something, she got a lot on her mind.
I don't know why they kind of try to criminalize marijuana so much on this show.
Because it's illegal.
I mean, where they are. I mean, but at
and
the
she's
same,
a minor.
No, she's a minor, yes. But I just, at the same time, people have been, the weed has been used millions of times. People have been doing it for years. And I just don't, like, I guess, I feel like they put such an emphasis on how bad marijuana is. When
Because she's
like,
a minor and it's illegal. And
but
it's
no,
a distraction.
But even when she's a minor, though, or regardless if she's a minor or not, they still frown upon it when everyone else is doing it, too.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well.
Because it's illegal where they are. You know.
I understand where it comes from because, you know, being a Texan, it's like, it's just as bad as cocaine to them, and they don't understand. They also don't put forth the effort in understanding the benefits of cannabis, marijuana. So to them, if you don't care to know, then of course you're just fearful of it. So it really sucks, but I kind of wish that they would stop harping on that so
on
much.
That with her.
Like,
her
can
issue.
We let it go?
I mean, she's going to do it, and she's been doing it, regardless if someone says no or not. So, I mean, it's like, okay, well,
she
be mad,
to,
I guess.
Like Stephen A. Smith said, stay off the weed! Until she's legal, at least. Until it's not a barrier to keep her where she is.
You know,
I hate him.
We also discovered that Alex has had a miscarriage. So, you know, she and Derek are still together. Derek mm-hmm. is still in his paralyzed state from the legs down, working his way back.
I didn't know she was going to move in with him.
If she was going to have his baby, you might as well live together.
No.
But did they make that decision after she lost, quote-unquote, the baby?
We aren't sure, but she, you know, wants to take on that responsibility. She really loves him and wants to be there for him.
Right.
You know, like Star said, he is a distraction.
Yeah. Mm.
Kind of is. Not fair, but...
You think so?
Kind of is. Yes. Because she's always trying to jump, baby, are you okay? She's not dealing with her emotions from her miscarriage. And
right.
So there's a lot going on there. We also find out that Hael is dead. You know, last we knew,
right.
He walked in to discover what was going on. And no, Somebody's taking him out too. Like, so it's Hunter, Eva, and Hayao. It was a triple murder. It all went down.
And it was so random. Like, oh.
That too.
Not season two. You know? Okay.
What happened? So, you know, we're kind of catching up on everything that's been going on in the months since they won Atlanta Fest. We know that Cotton went to jail.
Yeah.
And as we tune in, she's about to get out and come home.
And we thought, well, I thought she was going to get, she did get, well, she wanted to go to the men's prison.
Well, you know, she got sent to the women's. She probably thought that would be easier, but, you know, bullying happens from both sides.
Yeah. Right.
Do you know what I mean? There's just as many, obviously, women that could be intimidated or mean or whatever in those circumstances.
It's surprising that she asked to go to the men's
prison. It didn't surprise me because Cotton knows her advantages.
Right.
And she knows that over there she could work her pieces, just like she looks like she did, find a boo, get a little bit of protection, and make it an easy ride, way to ride that out.
I would have thought that they, well, I mean, because I feel like it's a double-edged sword if she gets sent to the men's, because it's like either they really hate the fact that she's transgender or they love it, in which, I mean, it worked out in her favor, but that doesn't happen for everyone who goes to prison who's transgender or, you know, has an issue like that, not issue, but
I guess the women were really, really, you know, upsetting to her.
Yeah.
So we see Cotton get out. Carlotta's there with her, with Miss Bruce, who is still cutting up. Miss Bruce got the one-liners.
He just can't stop. He's talkative, though, more this season. And I like that. I step it up. Yeah.
I mean, I like Bruce's character. Breaks it up. Lots of good times.
Yeah.
So, you know, we see Cotton coming out, sans weave, not her usual glamorous self, but obviously happy that her mother's there.
She's still cute, though.
She is still cute, but you can tell that there's some sort of change that happened to her in there. We don't quite know what it is yet. We obviously know that it's been an experience, but we don't know how it's ultimately going to impact her.
She's definitely more somber.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, I know they're going to open up more about with what happened, because there actually was a flashback scene where she got hit. So I didn't know, what was that on her shoulder?
It looked like a burn, like they were throwing hot water on her or something.
Because I couldn't tell what that was. It was so fast. All right.
Yeah, so it went really quickly. So we get back to the house. We see that Cotton has a new homegirl that's hanging out. Dallas, played by Sydney Starr. Wow. Once again, we know Lee Daniels is giving opportunity to all. And
he had a cameo in the beginning.
He did.
He was the director. I was like, that's cute. No, I thought that was awesome.
Appreciate that. Shout out to you. I would be in my own stuff too. Like, hey,
okay, right.
You gonna see me,
right? Recognize the talent behind the camera. But anyway, so
playing
his
part.
You know, the girls getting back the band back together, getting back into the normal flow of things.
Right.
So we flash out to Simone being picked up, too. We're just kind of seeing what their new life is.
Yeah.
So we kind of touched on it, but how do we feel that, once again, the girls are looking for a hit and chasing somebody to make their dreams come true after all this time?
You said, how do we feel about them chasing someone?
Yeah, again, like they're chasing Holland. You know, they're still doing their same tricks
from
last
the hustle.
Season.
Yeah. I mean, I was surprised, and I had said that to you while we were watching. I was shocked that they weren't, you know, further ahead in their career. I thought it was going to take place in, like, oh, you know, we're doing music, like how it started off, like them doing music videos and stuff like that. But they're still, like, taking those steps, which I think is kind of fun because I liked that journey that they were going towards. Like, oh, I'm trying to, you know, get my name out there. But I wish that Star wasn't putting herself out into the world like that. I just feel like, when is it going to...
When is she going to stop being thought-tastic?
Like, I mean, it's not working in the way you think it is, or like what has happened so far.
I'll never condone a woman sleeping her way up to the top.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never going to condone that. So
it's just not tasteful.
So, yeah, so I don't know, but I understand. You have to network. Like, that's nonstop, but, you know, close
networking
your legs while
your
you
legs
network.
Open. I don't know.
Yeah. Close your legs.
And I'm glad Carlotta said that to her. Like, you can't, like, you're not going to be respected in the business if this is your tool to be successful.
No,
like, it's
going to take
you
seriously.
She's heard over and over and over again, but she keeps doing it. So, I want to see at what point is she going to stop, and, like, when is she going to, when is the consequence going to happen?
When it doesn't work anymore. When it doesn't get her to what she wants.
But I think it opens up, though, maybe a mindset of some women who just don't feel that it's either they don't feel it that it's wrong, or they just don't care. And I feel like that's what Simone was alluding to.
Use what you got to get what you want.
A lot of women, you're free to do whatever you want with your body, but at the same time, it's like, okay, you put out a bad example for the rest of the women too, because now it makes it a lot harder for people who don't want to do that to get to the top, because men are so used to those types of women. So I mean, it's, you know.
Well, we see also, we hear from Arlene, Hunter's mom. She is obviously still mourning the death of her son. And she is convinced that Star is the one that murdered her son. And she's determined to take Star down. So once again, she's on the hunt for some evidence, something that can link Star to the murder of Hunter. She goes to the police officers with this new information from Star's juvenile records that Star is killed in her past and all of these things, and she wants them to go after Star.
First, can we talk about her tan? It was bad.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I guess she was a little bronzy.
And her wigs were... I wasn't feeling it.
I just was shocked. I was shocked at the tan because I was like, well, what happened?
It's only on the face. Like, it doesn't even go out much to the chest. Like, she was really brown. I'm like, wait a minute.
You know, I don't... Arlene's going through something. We're going to give
her a pass. I guess that's the point, because we had seen her last season, like, by the poolside, and she's just tanning her ass off. But is that a costume?
Like, skin cancer.
Stop. You know what I'm saying? You know?
I hope... You
know, look at leathery, girl.
Just a little bit,
just a lot of bit of leather.
So we see the police officers show up at the salon. Familiar scene. How many times have the officers stepped through to that salon to talk to somebody about death and murder and mayhem? But they take Star down to the police station, and we discover that Star documented every beating on her phone like a smart chick should. Well, a smart chick would have left, but
she's been there, done that.
Well,
so, you know,
yeah, we have to understand the cycle, but we do. I'm happy that she did have
so it. She documented with photos. She saved all the text messages to let the cops know.
That surprised me.
Back up off me. It didn't surprise me because she's from the streets and you always got to have a plan B.
You do. But I just didn't think that she had documents of everything.
Yeah.
I did not.
From start to finish, I was like, oh, okay. I mean, that's good. But at the same time, maybe she felt like, and it may not have been to the first time she says that just because that gives her a better case. But I think she just knew, okay, this is probably going to continue to get worse, but let me continue to use him for what I can. And then let me bounce out when I need to.
She had enough. She had enough there to make sure that if something goes down, listen, I got you covered and you don't want any of this out. Mm-hmm. So the officer just kind of let her go. And, you know, we move along from there and we see the girls trying to figure out what's a hit.
Right.
Obviously, Hunter said, you know, Carlotta went to go see Hunter, trying to see what's up with the group. He's been dodging her for all these months. And she can tell that he's hooked up with Star, but she's concerned about what's going to happen with the girls and getting them a hit. And apparently, I guess, not Hunter, I'm sorry, Holland, that's his name, Holland was using his producers, not caring that they were hot garbage, not caring what they were being given. He was searching for an international sound. You know, he obviously wasn't connected to whatever was happening as far as his label, so it's no wonder that he eventually got fired. Well, that seems familiar, right? That happens.
Terrible.
That happens. So Carlotta's like, well, we can get you a hit by tomorrow, because we know the girls are known for turning around a hit in a minute.
Turning tricks.
So they're in the studio working on Bad Bish. Not bitch. Bish.
Right. You know, I can't.
I'm like, just go ahead and say bitch. Come on.
Well, it's too. It's like this is the name of the song. Like, this is what, like, after night, it's nights of just thinking and contemplating. This is what we came up with. Bad bitch.
It's hard.
Because they could have used another line from their song, like something else.
Yeah, there's so many variations of being a bad bitch that it's like, I'm just tired and I can't do this anymore.
Can't now, do it.
Yeah, I'm over it. Name the song Star.
If that and was the song was like, terrible anyway. But, you know.
Wait, you mean the original one or the app? The
both.
Later?
Let's rewind it back. So obviously they weren't feeling it. They
and
were
it wasn't
uninspired.
Good anyway.
You know, so Carlotta suggested that they go. Cotton's hitting up Star like, hey, I'm just fresh out. Let's go hit up the club. Turn up.
And stretch out. Don't she got a curfew though? How's she at the club?
Her parole might be totally different. You don't know.
Okay,
she might be able to do what she wants, and she just has to report in weekly, make sure she has a job and no drugs in her system. You know, maybe that's just it.
I would think, you know, and also, like, stealing $20,000 from somebody, you got a curfew. But
I mean, I don't know.
Right.
She served her time. Hello. I mean, listen, maybe, you know, what time else? Off from good behavior. Clearly, Elliot might have put in a good word for her somewhere.
Somewhere.
Since he's arranging for meetups at the strip club. Yeah. But we'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
So they go out, turn up. Once again, Dallas is there for comedic relief. They're getting hit on by a dude they're not checking for. Yes, because you're from Dallas, our Texas queen right there.
I named my dog Dallas. I love it so much. Okay, sorry.
Ew. So we see, you know, Cotton and Dallas being hit on by this guy, and they're not feeling him. They look him up and down. He doesn't look like he has any money to spend. Mm. You know, could have been a wrong observation, but to me, that was the look.
You
like,
have thrown all types of shade today.
Was that not the look that they gave him?
The song was trash, and then, you know, she looked a hot mess.
That's true. You know, I mean, but they looked like from the wrist, no watch. No Rolex, no Pataki.
I wouldn't give you the time of day either.
Or whatever. So they were just kind of like, bye. I'm a good observer.
So you are. You the investigator. The private.
Do you know?
plot, schemes. Scheme.
But he wouldn't take no. You know how that is when you're in the club, ladies, and the guy just won't
and
move.
And I hate it.
So they came up with a formidable plan. Because, you know, after he disses you, then he tries to debase you and bring you down. Because
you ain't that fine no
you're
way,
not really
bitch.
That fine.
Come on now.
And then Dallas
obviously
gives
I
him.
Was.
Right. Finer than you even know.
Hello. So,
do you know what I'm saying?
Blessed by the
finer
best.
Than your baby mama.
Right.
You know?
So Dallas hits him with the move, boy. I mean, I can't even. Sorry. I was a little mad. I wanted her voice to be a little deeper
but
when
she
could
barely do it either.
Right.
I was like,
that's because she's been too much up in her octave up here. And she moves it up to reach those
like,
lower registers.
I was
registers.
Like, girl, you ain't got it no more. It's gone.
But that's
it's
a
gone.
Bold move because
was
I was afraid
bold.
That the guy might
was
slip
clock
out.
Her ass.
Yeah.
And if she did, I was hoping that she had a gun or a knife or something. Because I'm like, it's about to get real. So
Cotton's on parole. She would be going right back to jail.
Cotton ain't doing this anything.
But she's there.
Dallas
but she's there
it.
In the vicinity.
I mean, yeah. But
she's going to let her
walk
out.
Away while I shoot him real quick.
It's defense, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like association, you know, yeah. I get it.
It is. So, meanwhile, while that's all going on, we see Noah Brooks enter the club. Luke James looking all chocolatey,
he's
yum,
so
yum.
Handsome.
He was.
You know?
Okay.
What did Alex say? Her father said that his debut album was a mix of Maxwell and Marvin Gaye.
And they had a child.
Just that vibe, you know?
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
But then afterwards, didn't they say something like, because you ain't had a hit in a while? And I'm
mean,
like, well, then why do you do this too?
Like, I mean, because there's a thing. But they said he was a good producer. It could be like The Dream,
right,
you know. The Dream puts out a couple of hits. He might have some deep album cuts.
I
but
love
what
The
he
Dream.
Does for other
the singing
people,
or the producing?
You know, producing.
Oh, okay.
Producing, you know, his album, you know, maybe you don't love it.
Yeah.
But his production, you love.
It's top notch.
Yeah, so. I used to bump The Dream all the time.
So, you know, maybe it's like that. I like
you know?
The Dreams.
I
don't know. You know, falsetto.
Yeah!
All of that.
You know.
So, they were looking for a hit. Star, Trip the Bottle Girl, Snatch the Bottle Up.
That
we all know
so
she would have been kicked out of the club by
that.
That
was so hella damn rude. Aggressive.
Yeah, right. She should have been kicked out for that. You can't just do employees like that.
And then
that.
The girl just looked at her like, oh.
She just
like,
I'm not, she's on the ground.
Right,
like,
she just
oh,
let her.
I'm
like,
falling and I can't get up.
You looking like the like
I
the chick
beat her with that platter. Girl. No.
But not for real, because most like club girls are like about that.
About that
so,
life,
because
that's how that's their livelihood.
That's their money.
You are messing with that rent check.
Okay,
what
that
are you talking about,
real.
Right?
For real.
Not my coins, boo.
Okay.
But she lets Star take that, and Star heads over, and she tries to, you know, do her little charming thing after getting pushed out the way. Let's not forget that the bodyguard just pushed her out the way.
Yeah.
And she thought
it was
just because she was white. I thought it was rude as hell, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking to myself, like, what grown-ass man just pushes a female? Like,
oh, they do.
I mean, sure.
You know.
But I'm just thinking to myself, like, oh, no. She needed a dude with her. Like, that was a moment where it was like, okay, so it doesn't matter. I'm just in your way. And on top of that, regardless of how much money you make, I understand that you got whatever mind frame that you have, but you a security guard at the lumber yard. Like, I
just
stop
chill
it.
Out.
Yes.
Relax.
Like, don't. Yeah, you not getting no coin like that. I mean, maybe. But he's not even getting a coin like that. So.
So we see Star go up to Noah and, you know, with the bottle, like, here, I'm bringing you. You know, gifts. Fair exchange is no robbery. We need a hit. You need some poppin' connections. Mm-hmm. Let's make this work. You haven't had a hit in a long time. We're the next thing up. And Noah was just kind of like, yeah. He wasn't even feeling it.
He was
didn't
like,
vibe it.
Let's have a threesome. Like, dude, right. No. Why is that your response, man? They're not interested in
you. Because he's not taking women seriously.
But Starling, what she said, I was like, she's stupid.
Or are we?
Or I was right. Like, please. But you know what? I used to hate her, but now she's fun. She's fun funny. For me.
Yeah, she's yeah, fun. She's some cute. Moments you're like, okay, Star, break up the tension. Just make this yeah.
And I also kind of feel like that's why Lee Daniels didn't cast her as...
I feel that way, too. As yeah. you see how the character develops, it would be a lot of black backlash.
Yes.
Had the character been black.
You could have said black.
Right. I mean, I could have said
black,
that.
Black people, because, you know, black Twitter is a thing.
Let's call it a thing. Star is ratchet as all.
Get
she
out.
Is ratchet.
Okay.
You know? So,
what?
Whatever. He still wasn't buying it. And they're like, all right, enough time wasting with you. We're about to go figure out what our next move is because we on the clock. We mm-hmm. on the clock.
Yeah.
So what do? They head home and vibe out a little bit, and Alex, as she always does, come up with the song.
Mm-hmm.
And they get on FaceTime with Simone, because by this point, Simone had to go back to the...
She and Juvenile like this,
like, juvenile,
yeah, I like it.
Thing.
Meanwhile, yeah. She about to get jizzacked.
She getting jacked for her shoes,
okay.
Which broke my heart. Of course, she doesn't want to say anything. I'm like, if it's just for weed, can she say something, they get her out? Like, yeah, the chick had the prison shank.
I was like, damn, first of all. Okay, because security guard needs to be up in there doing their job. But
you know, prisons can
you know, they finesse, and that's,
all of that, yeah.
But yeah, I would have given up them shoes. Like, you're not about to shank me.
That's fine. These socks are fine. No, it's fine. Here, take my shoes.
Right, take... Whatever.
Socks are fine.
Whatever you need.
Right, right.
I'm cool. It's okay. I didn't need those anyway.
They're ugly anyway. Yeah. They're not even my size.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Are they your size? Are you sure they're two sizes too small? Work them anyway. Cut
you
know, hole in
where'd
the
you buy that shake?
Whatever you need.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, we hear them. They've worked out the vocals for this song. Carlotta gets up bright and early. She's going to go meet Holland before the meeting. She calls and she was like, hey, no, he wanted to see us before the meeting. First indication that we not gonna make it too far with this.
Right.
I probably wouldn't have met with him. If you don't want to meet with me in the office, I know something's up. So that was weird to me that they meeting outside it. It'd be different if he's like, yes, we'll have the meeting, but I do just want to meet with y'all like 5 minutes beforehand, before we go inside. Had he said something like that, but he didn't want to take them inside, like, no.
He was trying to CYA. Isn't that what it is? Cover your
ass.
Yeah.
I've never okay. heard that one.
Cover your ass.
Not
it's
CYA.
Something.
In the email.
Yeah.
I've never heard that one. Wow.
Protect your neck.
Yeah.
So Holland is sitting outside, kind of in a daze. Carlotta walks up, like, "Yo, we got the heat. I got what you need." And he's like, "Oh yeah." You know, he's looking a little dazed and confused. So they play it for him, and then we go into a dream sequence. And we see the girls kind of in their Bali fantasy of Bad Bish.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working it out.
It's cute.
I like the video,
cool,
but I told you
is,
I don't like the song.
If Simone is still underage, why did they put her in that tub with Mike Epps right across?
Yeah.
And they're doing like this and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird. I don't
I
like
think
that.
They forget that she's under, like, they go in and out from that point.
Because she's not underage in real life, but my thing is, like, why are y'all making her so hypersexual if she's so under? She's in Juvenile. Like, what?
Right. I mean, well,
it's
what artist that's come out in the last 15 years, even if they've been underage, has not been sexualized in some form.
No, it's
fashion.
Not that they haven't.
It's not that they haven't, because, like, we know about, you know, Usher and Lil' Kim and stuff. Like, we get it, but in this day and age, I didn't think that you could get away with that.
Well, and regardless, it's just wrong.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's just
weird.
Like, why are we putting a teen in a hot tub with two girls and a man, a grown-ass man?
Yeah. Says a lot.
Yeah, who we want to confuse with Mike Epps, because it is Mike Epps.
Right. They had the little joke in there.
You know that SpongeBob meme?
With the little rim, Mr. Krabs.
No, he's like, because it looks like SpongeBob.
Oh, the little bird one,
yes.
Where it's like, oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Basically,
The gag is,
yeah. Right. They could have left that part out.
So, my only thing is, because for once, I feel like every other panel, like, y'all have liked the songs, but I hadn't liked them that much. But I actually liked the song, because I feel like this is their hit because it sounds like something that's already on the radio. And the quickest way to get those radio plays is to have a song that sounds like the other songs that's already out. So I think this will be their hit. But the costumes, though, I'm like, okay, wait, this ain't their culture. So
yeah, I thought the same thing.
Kind of upset me.
I don't think we're going to hear that song again. I think it was a throwaway just for the moment.
Honestly, I didn't like the song, but
I like the beat. The lead song.
I feel like it was a... mainstream song to put out there to make everyone be like, oh, let me pay attention to them. But was it a great, like, hit? No. But
it just worked.
It was like, okay, let's put this out here. Let's be like everyone else so that we can get into, you know, where we fit in. And then, you know, they'll probably make something that's more of them later on. Maybe, more, you know. Star. I am more season one songs, though. So far. I've heard. Yeah.
You're the two like, tonight. Not so much.
Yeah.
So we flash back into the present time, and we find out that Holland thought, yeah, that would have been just what I was looking for, but I got fired.
That pissed me off so bad. So, I hate wasting my time with people, so that really pissed me off.
Star really wasted her time.
Yeah, God. That dream is over. See, unnecessary coochie mileage, Star. Right. Gave it up. And you probably didn't even have to.
You can tell she was pissed, too.
Right.
Pressed.
Right.
Okay, panini pressed. Like, I was like, girl, you just dried yourself out.
Right. Ugh. Gave it up to little grandpa.
To Mike Epps.
And
who we don't know is Mike Epps, but is Mike Epps.
Yeah.
Because he looked like Holland. Mike Epps.
So we find out that someone named Charles Floyd, his family,
I guess, the
Floyd family. I'm like, is this Mayweather? Is he a boxer? Is he
not? I hope they're not going here with
something similar. But his daughter, probably some type, the dad obviously has some type of street ties, something. They bought the label, and his daughter, Ayana, who's played by Michael Michelle, she used to be on ER and some other stuff back in the day, is obviously head BIC in charge now and looks a little ruthless and like she's not playing with games. She was mad at Carlotta, felt like Carlotta was trying to set her up phone call to the Lions.
She said, I don't like to feel ambushed.
Right. We don't know what Carlotta has on the Lions family that Cookie would jump to make it happen. We know Cookie has a big heart, but we don't know how they crossed paths back in the 90s. I'm sure we'll be figuring that out at some point.
You know, I felt the same way, though. I was like, I don't like to be ambushed either, actually.
I mean, but see, here's
not
my thing.
Not while getting my massage.
Is it an ambush if she knew that they were coming, but because he bought a lion with her, does that mean that they're bringing out the heavy gun? Or does that just mean that they're showing relationships, which you need in the music industry?
If I'm getting a massage, don't talk to me. Leave me alone. I don't want to get any meetings. Just send me not even a tweet. Like, just don't. I just don't. Like, just leave me alone. Like, if I'm in my... Peace. Yeah, if I'm in my, like what she said, just set up an appointment with my assistant. That, and I hate to be that way, but when I have my time, like my free time to just be
me time.
Yeah, I want my me time, and I don't, because I don't have any other time. So let me have this little moment. I don't want to be ambushed.
So was she ambushed because they interrupted her massage, or was she ambushed because they came together to speak with her? Because
they came together. I'm pretty sure. That's what I'm saying. Definitely made it worse.
I feel like the appointment, the conversation. She was aware it was coming, but
do we know that for sure?
We don't. We'll find out.
I thought she alluded to the fact that she didn't know that they were coming.
I don't know.
She didn't know that Carlotta was coming. But I mean, it just kind of, you can tell when she was like, "Yeah, I'm from Mixed Harmony." She was like, "Yeah, I'm familiar." I can tell that they must have had some beef in the back of the day too,
or something. I don't know if they,
or with Hayeel in her.
Yeah, maybe Hayeel something. We never know. And here's a theory. I just want to show out there. Sure, Hayeel is dead.
That's what I don't think he is.
Because let's just point out what we discovered at the end of the episode. We saw who actually shot Hayeel, and the reason why that came up is because the TV screen flashed, and a gentleman was arrested for all three murders. Right. Now, what we know is that he probably did at least two of those murders, but Hayeel was obviously murdered by somebody else because they were dead when he got there, and whoever shot them were gone. But we turn around and we see it's Carlotta shooting a gun. Now, if I remember correctly, at the end of last... See, I feel like it's an escape thing. I feel like... Remember, didn't he call someone or get on the phone when he came in and discovered the bodies? I feel like we're going to find out he called Carlotta and they tried to make it look like he's dead so he could escape the mob hit.
Yeah,
but, that is far out. Why aren't you a detective? Like,
In another life. You know.
You are too good at this.
I'm just saying.
It's kind of scary.
But... since we kind of jumped ahead and, you know, I'm jumping out the window, let's run it back and see, do you have any predictions for next week or what we have to look forward to for this season? We're going to start with you, Rocky.
You know, Lord.
And now, you're After Buzz TV.
All right, man.
You know, I think that, I think Derek and Alex are going to break up. I don't think they're going to be together long. This may not necessarily matter to next week, but just in general, I just don't think that they're going to be together for a long time. Because I do, in a sense, feel that he is a distraction, but I know that she wants to give him the love and affection that he needs at this moment, because he's going through a lot mentally.
Side note, shout out to Miss Ruby getting Simone hot in the backyard and clapping back.
Oh!
Derek's grandmother.
Oh, I was, you know...
And Alex's mama and the chicken wings. Naomi.
I just love Naomi, and I just hope they put her in more films and TV.
Yes.
She's just everything. I love, like, Naomi.
Amazing.
You guys
amazing.
Have to watch her show, her Top Model show. She's a mess.
And
a
she's
mess.
So shady, but it fits.
It's,
I love it.
Everything.
It's comedy because of her accent, too.
Yes. Yeah. Give that refined shade, Naomi.
In real life, that's her.
Yeah.
But, you know. Yeah, I think they're going to break up. I think they're going to get a deal and everything's going to start popping off at some point. I mean, I feel like it's maybe 2-3 more episodes in, but I don't know. Yeah, honestly, the only thing that I can think of right now that I feel is for sure going to happen is between Alex and Derek, and, you know, that's about it.
So I kind of felt like, you know, when we left off last season, I was like, well, she's going to have a miscarriage, and we all pretty much agreed, except for Sheldon. I think he thought she was going to have the baby, right?
I'm like, no, that doesn't fit.
Yeah, no, it
that
doesn't.
Doesn't fit into
right.
the show.
But it turns out that she had an abortion, and I was like, oh snap. So, but yeah. wasn't her mom or somebody was telling her, like, you need to get an abortion?
I think that once she, Alex is a smart girl,
mm-hmm.
and I think that once she thought about everything with them getting the
Come
deal,
on.
Yeah, there's no
and
way.
And then he got paralyzed.
Derek
like,
is paralyzed.
Yeah,
just
got you
child.
And infant.
Yeah, that's a
yeah.
man. You about to end. Off your, I mean, not like that. I'm not, you know, sacrifice. Is she even 22?
No, exactly. So who knows?
Yeah. Sacrifice, love, yeah. But we got to keep in mind, she's really only known Derek about, what, 7-8 months at this point.
Hasn't even been a year. Like, let's retract.
Young love.
So they definitely, I think they're going to break up. But I also feel like Derek is going to have a full rehab. I feel like his paralysis is temporary. I felt that last season. With Cotton's man, whenever he showed up at the club and she slapped him, like, I get the anger, but I think at first we were all like, aw, he's showing up for her.
No,
but,
you were like that.
I'm thinking about
what Cotton had to go through in jail.
Elliot,
you could have settled that another way.
She was having sex.
What?
Clearly.
Okay,
she
well,
had
a
she
play.
Was.
All I'm saying is,
but
mean,
she was still in jail.
I know she's upset because, like, you know, they went to jail, or she went to jail, so, you know. I'd be upset,
and she got to pay restitution $20,000
or something. Now she's got to strip. Like, wow.
But, I just feel like they played each other, so.
Tom Savage, Quincy is Diddy's stepson, kind of, sort of.
Thank
almost.
You. I don't think they should try to get back together because, like, that relationship is so complicated. So I don't see us seeing any more of Cotton's.
Oh, I think so. I think
we'll see, like, conversations, but I don't know about a relationship.
Elliot is going to be
so
on
messy.
The fringe.
You
he
think
is,
so?
I think Elliot is open, mm-hmm. and I think that he could potentially become a problem. Because what are you doing? You could have went and made that reconnection. You could have gone and visited her in jail.
He could have.
Oh,
you're going to set it up in the strip club?
I was also thinking, like, yeah, so he tries to come and see her. I feel like he's trying to make amends so that he can hurt her. I did feel that, too. So that's what I'm saying. Like, okay. I don't feel like they'll have a healthy relationship after that.
I could see that, yeah.
A relationship, maybe, but not healthy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. But like I said, I know Alex and Derek are going to break up. Like, it's just not happening.
Please.
His disability, temporary or permanent, is becoming an issue, and, like, they're having a really hard time managing that because they're both young. So he's in deep depression, clearly, and he's very needy at the moment because he needs her. All he's calling her, he's texting her, he always needs her around.
Her ego's down.
Yeah.
I mean, his ego's down.
I think that's pretty much for my predictions, but I do want to pass it to you and see how you felt about Carlotta's wigs this episode.
You know, they were different from last season.
You know.
I don't know. Episode 1, Carlotta, we're going to have to step it up. You know, that little pink one she had on when she was going to see Ayana, I was like, huh?
And clearly everybody agrees,
like,
with
you. Like,
is
this your work wig?
Because you was like, who was it that was talking to her that was like, oh, well, how straight is my wig straight? And she was like, as straight as the men, or not, what did
as
she
straight
say?
As the men downstairs or something, the people
as
downstairs.
As people downstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody be coming for her wigs. But I mean, they don't, I guess I never... Maybe because I'm not a wig, you know, person, but I just never know if something's, like, it's a terrible wig. I mean, unless you know it's a wig. Like, you can tell.
You can tell.
Well, we know it's a wig, yeah.
No, I'm saying, like...
They look a little synthetic-y.
But I'm not going to be... Oh, okay. So
you know,
it's
maybe
more
that's
so
it.
Aesthetically.
I don't know.
Not... Because
they look a little bit more plastic than human hair.
But because I play it like, because when you see a wig and you see like the start of the wig, then it's like, okay, that's a bad wig. But I never, like, when I look at a wig, I'm like, oh, I mean, it looks like a wig. Like, it would be a wig. Like, there's an average-looking wig? No? Okay.
Those wigs are not complimentary to the woman that Carlotta ascribes to.
They are
to
not
me.
Aesthetically pleasing to the audience.
So, we're going to see a change-up in Carlotta's wigs.
That's the joke.
She had a good wig.
She did. Like,
for next episode.
She did.
It.
She had a nice one, the little short one.
I should know the name of the wig, which, oh, God. But, yeah. No, she has a good one in there.
Okay.
I'll point
Carlotta
it out to
wig
you.
Come up.
Wig Wednesday.
So, I want to see where this Noah situation goes. Obviously, he and Star are going to have some of that, you know, kind of chemistry where someone puts you in your place so you're intrigued. And also, we're going to be on the lookout for Arlene, because we know Arlene is not going to sit down and keep quiet. She's going to keep coming.
She said, look, I got some bridges to burn.
Right. So
I like that leather.
You that was know, so trash. Like so her trash suntan. For Star to show up.
That's so terrible.
For Star to show up and like hijack that interview, that was so trash. I'm like,
yeah, wearing the same dress? I was like, what?
Because she was trying to show unity. We are unified and missing Hunter. We love Hunter. We miss Hunter.
Was she
we
even
are
searching invited?
For a kill. No, she just showed up. But they all knew that she was Hunter's girlfriend, because remember from the blogs where she ended up outside his place,
right.
And all of this stuff.
How far is this from his death when they
5 months.
And I just, the way her scorn is just weird to me. I feel like I just be in tears every single day, because it's only been 5 months. But I mean, maybe she's getting over it. She's still, you know, she's doing interviews at this point. But I don't know. She's just a little weird for me, because I feel like she's always had a vendetta against them. And it's like, I don't feel like you even care that your son is dead. It's like, I don't know.
You know.
It's like you care, but you're acting very, your anger.
Jealous. I mean, she probably, you know. She probably had a body like Star's back in the day. It's more revenge.
Yeah. Less mourning her son and more like, I'm going to get that bitch Star.
Yeah.
Because I never liked her. Yeah.
It's just weird.
Well, I guess we'll see. We know she's not going anyplace. So, and no, right. I predict, like you said, I think Hael is going to pop back up in episodes 2 or 3. I don't think he's dead. I just think that he's on the run or something, you know.
He'll come back.
Just like a soap opera. So, that's it for episode 1.
Yes.
Season 2 of Star.
Damn.
I'm excited to see where
shout
it goes.
Shout out to everyone in the live chat. Thanks
and shout out to you on the live chat.
No, shout out to y'all blowing people. Our own personal social media up. Going on to blogs.
Are y'all coming back?
Literally, somebody came up to my blog and was like, commented. Not even about the blog, but just,
about
hey,
Star.
Are you coming back for Star? Thank you. That support means everything.
We
you
appreciate
guys are
you
great.
Guys. So make sure you're back here next week for episode 2, 7 p.m., West Coast time, Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time for Star. I'm Jill Monroe. You can follow me everywhere at Stiletto Jill. Where can they find you, Ivana?
Hey, everyone. Again, it's Ivana. Thanks so much for watching. You can follow me on Twitter at Ivana L. Williams and on Instagram at Ivana.Williams.
And I'm Rocky Harris. You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
And make sure you're following AfterBuzz TV. Make sure you are subscribing to AfterBuzz TV Dramas. That is where you will find Star every week.
Dramas.
So hit that subscribe button. Hit a thumbs up on YouTube. If you are listening to this on iTunes, 5 stars, please.
Pump
we appreciate it.
Pump
and
it
we'll see
up.
You next time. Thanks for checking us out.
Bye.
Gang.
Gang, gang.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.